girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because I want to talk about this obsession that our culture has with productivity and growth and healing, or like inner work. Because honestly, all of those things are really important individually. Like, I understand wanting to be productive. Like, I get it. Honestly, I love crossing something off my to-do list and being like, booyah, I got this done, feeling so freaking good. And I remember seasons of life where like I really wanted to feel productive, so much to the extent that I would write things on my to-do list that I had already done just so I could get the extra satisfaction of crossing something off my to-do list. Like, for example, I would write shower, blow dry my hair, do my hair. So then I'd get like three separate cross-offs because I had already done those things when I was writing my to-do list. And so I get it. I love being productive. And it's important to do the things that we need to do to get us closer to where we want to be or who we want to become. That matters. But I think there's a line when we feel as if we always have to be productive in order to feel worthy of simply existing, right? Or worthy of our success. And the same rules apply with healing. It's important to do the inner work on yourself, to figure out those childhood wounds and like traumas that you've navigated through and gain more self-awareness and really become the person that you're excited to be. And that, of course, is going to help you get where you want to go in your life, your career, your relationship, your business, your health, all the things. It matters. But the obsession of constantly having to feel like we're healing, I think can be a detriment to us, to be honest. And maybe that's not a popular opinion, but I really think that it is. And it's interesting because even touching on the last part of growth, you know, this is a personal development podcast. This is one of the top rated personal development podcasts, you know, in the world. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for you being here and tuning into this and the millions of downloads and all of this stuff. And like that stuff is great. But even as someone who loves personal growth and loves business growth and loves growth as a human, like we all love growth as humans. We love progress. We like feeling like we're moving the needle forward, getting closer to where we want to be or who we want to become, that does matter. But the obsession of constantly having to grow is going to have us missing out on seasons where sometimes it's just time to savor. And I want to talk about this, even though not everybody's going to agree with this, because this is just a common trend that it's like, especially on social media and especially on the podcasting space, it's like, what's your next goal? How are you going to grow? How are you going to get closer to it? How are you going to be more productive? How are you going to heal this thing? How are you going to use this modality to do it? What types of questions do you need to ask yourself? And again, it matters, but with a grain of salt. And it's interesting because one of the times that I realized that this came up for me most was pretty recently as I'm a new mom, which if you didn't know at the time that I'm recording this, we have a 5.5-month-old son, Brody, who when he came into this world completely changed everything, as you know if you are a mom or you can imagine even if you're not, becoming a mom is a big deal. But what I realized that he gifted me beyond like a million other things is this ability to really soak up and savor things to a degree that I could have never imagined. And I used to be someone who savored things before. Like I've been a gratitude soak up the moment, be present where my feet are person for a really long time. For many, many years, I've been super intentional about focusing on that, especially because I personally have dealt with a lot of grief through loss, right? My husband, Sina, and I have lost two friends at age 30. He lost his dad in 2021. It's like grief is real. So I always want to savor the time that I have here. But having Brody made this savoring like so much more important to me because everything feels so fragile and it feels like he's changing and growing so much, I want to soak it all up. And it's interesting because there was a time early on, oh gosh, he must have been like maybe 3 months old. And my husband, Sina, was up at one of our Airbnb properties, which actually at the time that I'm recording this, this just launched. This is an A-frame that's so freaking cute. If you live in Denver or you ever want to travel to Denver, it's an hour west of Denver in Bailey, Colorado. Seriously, the most vibey A-frame up like tucked in the woods. It's now on Airbnb. If you head over to Instagram at Keisha Get Married, we should be connected there anyways because that's my favorite social media platform and I want to get to connect with you and get to know you there. But also go check out the pictures. It's so freaking cute. Anyway, my husband was up at the A-frame. He was working with some contractors on something and I was at our house with Brody. And it was a day that I wasn't working that day. If you didn't know, we have our I like to talk transparently about this because I get a lot of questions around like motherhood and business. We have a nanny that comes to our house. Her name's Andy. I'm obsessed with her. She actually even currently is upstairs with our son, Brody. And that's when I focus on work is like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays is when I really get in the zone. And then Mondays and Fridays, I do some work too, but it's mostly things that I'm doing in the real estate space with my husband, Sina. So anyways, it's a Monday. I'm not really working on anything outside of just like taking care of Brody. And I caught myself saying like, you know, I just want to like lay and just hang out with him. So I lay down and he falls asleep on my chest. And like I said, my husband wasn't there. And I caught myself at first wanting to grab my phone. I was like, oh, I have so many text messages. I'll get back to all these text messages. I have so many DMs. Let me get back to all of these DMs. And I stopped for a second and I put my phone down, flipped it over. And I was like, you know what? I don't have to do this right now. This is a time where I can just be. Why am I telling myself that I can't just sit here and soak up this cute little snuggly hug with my three and a half month old and just like savor this time and do something else that's not even productive? Like, I don't need to even go start the dishwasher. I don't need to go, you know, set him down. Like, I can just sit here and soak this up. And that seems like a duh moment. But for those of you that are really like, you know, you thrive in productivity and you like always want to be doing things or you're always multitasking, you can understand that like sometimes you have those moments where you're like, why am I even telling myself that I have to do something right now other than what I'm just doing, which is simply just being. So instead, I turned on the Taylor Swift documentary, which is basically her concert. I think it was like 2 hours long on Amazon or something. And I sat there and Brody slept on me the entire time. And I sat there and watched the Taylor Swift documentary. And I didn't respond to any of my text messages. I didn't respond to any of my DMs, my emails, nothing. I literally just sat there. And at one point, I texted my husband. And I was like, I have tears in my eyes because I'm just so grateful to just be able to be. Right now, I'm not doing anything productive. I can't wait to see you in your home. Want to pick up dinner because I'm literally just like laying here and I don't want to do anything. And it's weird to say that I felt proud of myself, but I really did feel proud of myself because if you're always productive, when are you savoring? When are you just being? When are you just living? And it was just a really beautiful moment. Like, this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift, although I am a very big Taylor Swift fan and am a Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce fan too. I just feel like she's finally met her match and I'm very excited about it. But truly, it was just one of those moments where I'm like, this is really freaking cool that I can just be. And, you know, I've noticed this also just with the obsession of healing, especially when I'm working with business owners. If you didn't know, I have a podcast mastermind. It's super intimate where I'm working with podcasters that are building communities and they're also building their business. So I do a lot of like business coaching to really help them move the needle because it's so intimate. And there's a lot of healing and a lot of like personal growth that comes up when you're building your business. Like, your business cannot outgrow your ability to actually like hold that business, which comes from your own personal growth, right? But there are some times that I'm having conversations with people where I'm like, that can be shelved for a second. You don't constantly have to be digging into your childhood wounds all the time, right? You don't constantly have to be healing. You can just be in a season of savoring. For example, just to be really real with you, since becoming a parent, I don't know if you experience this if you are a parent, even if you aren't, I'm sure you can imagine. When you become a parent, you start to really think about how your own parents parented you. At least that's my experience, which has made me have a really even closer relationship with my mom because she had me super young. She was literally 21 years old when she had me versus I was 34 having Brody. She got divorced from my dad a couple years after. And like, I just have a lot of respect for like how young she was and like what she did and how she navigated like raising me. And I just think, oh my gosh, like I'm in such a stable marriage and I'm in a financial position that's very different than what she was in. And I'm, you know, 13 years older than she was. So I just have a little more life experience and I'm, you know, like I'm at a different stage. So I have so much respect for how she did what she did in her circumstances to raise me. And, you know, there's a lot more involved with that, but that's kind of the point of it is like, I've thought so much about my relationship with my mom. And there's been some interesting things that's come up with my relationship with my dad. And I'm not going to get into all of that, but it's interesting because I know that there's more work I want to do on that side of things from a personal perspective of just like some work that I can do about processing my relationship with him. But I don't need to do that right now. I don't have to be obsessed with healing. In fact, I can savor the fact that I have this beautiful relationship, the best relationship I've ever had with my mom in my entire life currently at this stage. Like, I talk to my mom every single day. That wasn't always the case for us. I literally FaceTime her and she talks to Brody. She's the most like obsessed grandma. I just love seeing her in her element. She's doing so great. It's like, I'm just like, gosh, this is so cool. And I did a lot of work around my relationship with my mom. And I can literally just savor that right now. I don't have to dig into the next thing, constantly be healing and be obsessed with healing, missing out on living and soaking up and savoring. That doesn't mean avoiding things, but that also just means like there's a time and place to dig into certain aspects of your life. But if you're catching yourself on this hamster wheel of constantly hiring coaches, constantly hearing or healing, figuring out your inner child stuff, your trauma, your whatever, like you're constantly finding things in your marriage and in your relationships that you're constantly picking at, it's like, oh, baby, it's a lot. Right? And I'm not saying, again, that there's not a time and place, and I'm not saying to avoid it, but I'm saying like, you don't have to always be healing. You can't just be savoring. You can't just be living. You can't just be being, right? And maybe someone, maybe you specifically, you just needed that reminder. Like, it's okay. We're constantly evolving people. We can always pick at ourselves for how we can grow in different ways or how we can heal or how we could be more productive or check more things off of our to-do list. But I just don't want you to productivity and heal away your entire life where you're not recognizing like, holy crap, a prior version of me would be so grateful for the life that I have now, the work that I've done on myself, the relationships that I have, the marriage that I have, the health that I have, the business that I have, the career that I have, the way that I stand up for myself, the therapy that I have done. Like, holy crap, it's pretty freaking awesome. And I'm, again, not saying don't get the support that you need, but you don't have to constantly be pulling back layers and constantly healing all the freaking time. Just my belief. Again, maybe that's not popular, maybe that's not mainstream, but this is my podcast and I want to talk about what I think could be helpful for you. And maybe you needed that reminder. And honestly, another thing that is interesting, so my husband Sina and I go on a walk every single morning, and it's kind of like always changing like what our schedule looks like as Brody grows, as our bandwidth grows. We have another business where we're doing about 4 fix and flips at a time. So like that's a whole new thing. I'm kind of in the lane of raising money to fund these deals from private money lenders, and Sina's kind of overseeing some of these with our business partner, and he's working on acquisitions, and like there's this whole other element to our business, right? Which means that our schedule has kind of adapted and changed, and we're just constantly figuring out and evolving as our family dynamics change and as our business dynamics change. But one thing that's always stayed is we go on a morning walk every morning, and we've actually had to move it up recently in the last week or so, where now we're starting this walk at like 6:45 because our son Brody wakes up and we get everything ready and we go get our coffees every morning. Dave Ramsey would be like, what the? Why are you getting a coffee every morning? Because honestly, it just fuels my soul and I just love it. That's what we do. And, you know, we were talking this morning about our upcoming weekend. We're like, okay, what do we want to do? Who do we want to make sure that we see? What type of social plans do we want to have? And we both looked at each other and we're like, you know what? Like, let's not be so scheduled about this upcoming weekend. We have a lot that we're juggling right now. Like, it's, you know, like we have, our son is now sleeping through the night at the time that I'm recording this. He literally slept 11 hours straight through the night last night, which he didn't do for the first 4.5, almost 5 months. And now he's sleeping. And it's just like, we found our flow right now. And it's like, we don't have to be obsessed with like making sure that we see all of these people every single weekend, or that we always have these like social plans that we're like taking Brody here and we're doing X, Y, Z. It's like, maybe we just wake up and we just see what we feel like doing on Saturday. And that to some of you, you're like, that's what I do every weekend. And that's just how I live my life. And to that, I say, awesome. But we're always trying to like pack our life with experiences. We want to feel like we're living. We want to connect with people. We've got a big social, you know, like community of people here in Denver where we live. But also like sometimes it's reminding yourself, like, it's literally just okay to be. It's just okay to like savor the fact that you might have space. It's okay to have a weekend where you're like, let me just see what feels like the right type of plans for me to have. I don't have to constantly action pack all of my weekends to feel like I'm soaking it all up. Maybe soaking it all up might be saying no and being like, I don't want to make plans, right? Or when someone says, are you free on Saturday? Maybe you are free, as in you don't have anything on your schedule, but you don't want to be free. So you're going to just be like, you know what? I'm just taking a day to just do me, right? Maybe you're not in the new family season of life like we are, where we're like obsessed with doing everything with our little family right now. And it's just kind of like a cocoon season, but also, you know, an intentional like connection season with some of our close friends here, where we're like, you know, just like trying to soak it up and savor it and not plan it all away. So truly my intention with this episode is, in a world where we are constantly being, you know, given this invitation to work against the status quo, I want to encourage you to do that sometimes. You don't always have to be productive. You don't always have to be healing. You don't always have to be growing. This obsession with growth and healing and productivity constantly, I think, is going to have us missing out. Looking back with coulda, woulda, shouldas, I wonder what it would have felt like if sometimes I let my house be dirty, if sometimes I didn't hit my business goal, if sometimes I missed that thing, if sometimes I didn't respond back to that text message, if sometimes I just said no to the thing that I don't want to go to because it doesn't light me the F up and I just don't want to do it. And if sometimes I just decided that a really awesome plan is just to hang out in my jammies with my family all weekend long or whatever that looks like permission granted. And as someone who, again, loves big goals and loves chasing my big dreams, and I'm super ambitious and I love that about myself and I never want to turn that off, I'm also realizing through the beautiful gift of motherhood, which honestly woke me up to this in an even more massive way, is like days fly by. Sometimes I'm like, how in the world is it almost May, right? Like, it's crazy. Like, days fly by and like months are flying by with our son. And I'm just like, I just want to soak it all up. I want to do work that matters, but I want to soak it all up. And sometimes that means I don't want to be productive. I don't want to be healing. I don't want to be growing. I want to be being. I want to be savoring. I want to be living. So I just invite you to give that permission slip to yourself too. As always, if this episode was helpful for you, I know like I've really taken a different direction with this podcast where like we're talking about different topics. And I think like the evolution of me becoming a mom and some of the things that have come up for me, I'm just feeling this like calling to be even more transparent here with you. So as always, I really appreciate if you tag the podcast, let me know that it hit home with you, send me a DM and let me know that you're like, Keisha, these episodes are helping me. If it feels aligned for you and you're loving this podcast and you haven't yet left a review and you want to head over to Apple and leave a review, that would be awesome because that helps this podcast get recommended to more shows. But I don't know, as always, I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.